You are listening to the Keith Craft Podcast. Get ready to think better and be encouraged through weekly episodes created with you in mind. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Thank you for joining me on the Keith Craft Podcast today and talking about one of my favorite subjects, and that is best. Being your best for God, being your best for yourself, being your best for other people. And here's just a thought today that's expressed about the best and about best days. Best days are blessed days and make a blessed life happen. Best days are blessed days and make a blessed life happen. You know, all of us have good days and bad days, but why not have best days every day? The way to have a blessed day today is to decide that you're going to be your best today. That no matter what happens, no matter what the worst case scenario is, guess what? No matter what, I'm going to be my best. And I just believe that leads to a blessed life. So best days become blessed days, and blessed days make a blessed life happen. Here's another best leadershipology. Don't hold back on giving the best part of you to people who think the best of you. Don't allow those who think worse to keep you from being your best. And I think that's what happens. That's what happens in marriages. That's what happens in relationships. That, you know, familiarity breeds contempt. We're around people, and it's very easy just to slip into the normalcy of life, to slip into just by default living your life and not deciding to being your best and therefore giving your best part to the people that think the best of you. In fact, sometimes the people who love us the most, unfortunately, do not get the best part of us. They don't get our best greeting. They don't get our best smile. They don't get our best attitude. It's weird how, I don't know if you've ever been in this situation where, you know, you were maybe in an argument with somebody that you loved very much, and then you meet somebody and you don't even know them, and they get the smile. They get your best attitude. They get the best version of you. And yet the person that you love the most and that loves you the most, maybe because of a disagreement or maybe because of an argument or maybe just because you're not mindful, this person is just around you all the time, and you stop being the best you that you can be, first of all for God, secondly for you, and then for that person. So my encouragement to you today is don't hold back on giving the best part of you to people who think the best of you. Don't allow the people that think the worst of you keep you from being your best. That's what happens. That's what the enemy of your soul wants. He wants you to not walk in the wisdom of God. What is the wisdom of God? Again, another leadershipology on the best. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's the ability, the Bible says in Proverbs 4, verse 7, to differentiate between good and best. God wants to give it to you because he wants to give you the best. God wants you to have a spirit of wisdom. The Bible says if you lack wisdom, the ability to differentiate between good and best, the ability to focus on the best, the ability to be the best you can be, the ability to see the best in other people, especially when the worst has been displayed, if you lack that, ask God, and he will not withhold it, the Bible says in the book of James, but he gives liberally to all who ask. So why don't you just take a moment right now and just ask God for the wisdom that you need today for the relationships that God wants you to have in your life. And don't allow the worst part of people, the people that you love the most, and certainly the people that you don't just have a natural love or an affinity for, don't allow the worst part of people to keep you from being your best. Be your best today. Why? Because best days are blessed days, and they make a blessed life happen. And that starts right now. God bless you today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Keith Craft Podcast. For more information on personal coaching, masterminds, and other leadership resources, go to keithcraft.org. You can also stay connected by following @KeithCraft on all social platforms.